Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patriots and Dallas may go to the Super Bowl. So I got Dallas 2. I got Kansas City, your Chiefs 3. That offense is potent. And if they're not playing New England or Dallas, I think they're better than the Rams, and I think they're better than the Saints. I got the Niners at 5.
Ooh, so I got the Pats.
Right now.
All right, so I got the Pats, and I'll put the Cowboys at number 2 because of what Guru said. They're more complete. I still have questions about that Kansas City Chiefs defense.
No doubt.
Unless they trade for Jalen Ramsey.
Then we're the talking, same right there.
You know, right there. So I had the Chiefs at number 3. Right now, number 4, I have – what did I have at number 4? Not Buffalo. Buffalo's 2 and 0.
Rams.
It was the Seahawks ahead of the Rams. I had the Hawks.
I have the Rams.
Who barely beat the Chiefs, guys.
I mean, the
Bengals.
I have the Rams ahead of the Seahawks for one reason and one reason only. It's because they were in the Super Bowl last year and they're 2-0 this year. I got to give them some respect for that. My fifth team. Who's your fifth, Bonte?
It'd be the Rams. It'd be the Rams. So I got Seahawks 4, Rams 5.
I got Ravens at 5.
Oof. You believe in – I mean, Lamar Jackson took them to the playoffs last year. They won a game, but you believe that can hold up?
Absolutely. You see them throwing the football this year, and they have a defensive running game.
You know what? I'm starting to think
– Harbaugh. There's the other Harbaugh.
I'm starting to – this. I don't know really how I want to say this, but okay. So football was played a certain way. Then Cap came in, Russell Wilson came in, and RG3 to a lesser degree. Wilson, hell of a quarterback. He had staying power. He's still playing. Kaepernick, whether he should be in the league or not, that's not the issue right now. The issue is he took the league by storm for 2 or 3 years. Then defense is caught up a little bit. Forget RG3. So there was a feeling like, huh, those quarterbacks, I don't know about those kind of quarterbacks. Well, what about Kyler Murray? You know what I mean? I think there's room for those guys. Lamar Jackson. I think there's room for those guys if they can
make a couple throws
in
the pocket.
Exactly. Yep.
But those
exactly.
And I'm not doubting either one, but those are big ifs, you know? And it's like you said, Steiny, you want your quarterback to be a bus driver, but the Niners are going to play a team that's not going to allow them to get a damn thing on the ground, and my man's going to have to drop back 30 to 40 times. And we're going to find out if he's exceptional in reading coverages, if he's average, if he's below average. And I believe your boy from Arizona, I'm just not sold that he's got – and he's a rookie. I just don't feel like he's got that IQ yet. And he's so small, he's more of a gimmick to me, man.
Well, think about it. He played 1 year basically of major college football at Oklahoma.
Everybody's
spread out, and he lit it up. So far, he's thrown for over 300 yards in both games, led him to a comeback to tie the Lions. And he, look, nobody thought that Ravens game was going to be close.
And they did have the ball.
They were down
but
six.
But then what happened when
But he was dropping passes in the breadbasket. Kyler Murray is he's legit.
To me, the thing that really is encouraging about him is he got better over the course of both games. Like he had better second halves than first halves.
Exactly.
I'm going to say this about the Niners. The fact that I'm 2-0, it's only the short sample size. But damn it, two other teams in my division are 2-0. The Seahawks and Rams, that bothers me.
Tough
division. You're taking my shine.
Tough division. By the way, Greg Roman, OC up in Baltimore, helping out Lamar Jackson, who helped bring out Kaepernick in San Francisco. I like the Ravens there. I almost had the Ravens in the top 5. I may even think about flip-flopping and putting them in the top 5 and taking Seattle out. But I think the Niners right now, you can argue, maybe the 8th best team in the NFL.
Well, they were 5th on mine, and I ain't being a homer because it's that's not what I do.
Well, people think that is what you do.
Well,
the text lines.
Yeah, I don't read. You told me not to.
Did you do something to the audience today? It feels like
every time I look up, I'm getting some love, especially with the Monterey thing.
I mean, but I look at this. The Cowboys are chokers. Like, I think that's against you.
Yeah, well, you know, well, it is. But
Cowboys have been choking since 95.
Yeah. Well, Niners, too.
Who's got a worse playoff record?
Well, who's lost Super Bowls?
Cowboys.
Would you rather get to one and lose or never have loved at all?
Would the 49ers lose one?
Yeah, lost one to the Baltimore.
What about two?
Cowboys haven't been to one since
you're right, 95.
Been a while.
The question is, of the four players available, or actually, that's, I should be more clear.
Jaguars
quarterback, cornerback Jalen Ramsey looks like he's asked for a trade. Washington offensive tackle Trent Williams, he's holding out.
Wow.
Chargers running back Melvin Gordon, we're kind of taking him off the list because the 49ers right now don't have a real need at running back. And then Jamal Adams of the Jets. 49ers get one of those three guys. Is it go time? Are they a top five NFL team? Or is that just a little too early, boys?
Top five in the NFC.
Okay.
Top five in the NFC.
Come on now.
Patriots right now look like, man, they may go undefeated. Yeah. No joke. You see their schedule? It
don't look
soft.
Like AB getting suspended anytime soon.
No, yeah, their schedule is soft. So, top five in the NFC, fellas.
Yeah, I'm going top five. I don't like the Packers.
NFC.
NFC. No doubt. No doubt. I'm looking at, look what I have to choose from. The Vikings, Kirk Cousins,
I think the Vikings are going to be fine.
Okay. Detroit,
I'm not
even
high on
the
Vikings.
Even though they're undefeated, 1-0.
Kirk Cousins,
it's
man.
Just, he's going the other
Kirk
way.
Kirk Cousins makes mistakes.
I've been forced to root for him now.
Yeah. Man.
I've been backed into a corner.
Why is that?
It was a battle royale.
It's a long story. Yeah. Any quarterback that's never won a Super Bowl basically stinks in Guru's mind.
You know, the word choke came up, Bonte, and then we went into
it. When is he choked?
Every time there's a big game. They had
the
last week of week 17, you win at home against the New York Giants whose season's over, and you go out and wet the bed. I mean, it wasn't just you, but you were awful.
Last year, the Bears come to Minnesota in the last game
come
of the season,
on,
knock you out.
And they had 2 weeks to win that game.
Kirk Cousins has come up small
in
big games.
I'm sorry, Stoney.
How many
bad.
Starting quarterbacks in the NFL have won a Super Bowl right now? How many?
Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning.
Okay.
Well, he's not the starter. Russell Wilson.
Drew Brees,
Tom Brady,
Big Ben, who's out
Big
for the
Ben,
season.
Good job.
We're taking Big Ben out.
Joe Flacco.
Oof.
And that very well may, that's a wrap.
So that's seven, and the reason it was asked was because technically the question was, and the answer that I heard was four, because you're saying starting quarterbacks now.
All right.
So like Roethlisberger, you got to take him out because he's not going to play. Point is it's hard. It's hard to win a Super Bowl.
And Eli Manning, who's made, real quick, $252 million over his career, and he's won 61 and 161 as a starter.
Yeah.
But I changed my tune because of my partner, Steinmetz. He goes, he's got two Super Bowls against Tom Brady and that team. I said, you know what? I'm done trying to rip Eli, even though it was time to make this change. You get the two rings. I don't care about that record. That 161 and 161, you got hot like no other.
I don't think Eli's a Hall of Famer.
Come on, two rings.
Because the defense is so good. The defense won those championships. And the running game with Bradshaw and Jacobs, that's a different conversation. But the fact is that there's not – Nick Foles is another one.
I forgot about
Nick Foles. Thanks to the text line, 209-707. But, yeah, there's not many quarterbacks who have won a Super Bowl. It's tough to get there. It's tough.
Yeah, it's really tough.
I don't hold it against Warren Moon or Dan Marino, guys like
that.
Who
do you decide who to hold it against?
Guys like Cousins, when I say you have that home game, just give you an example, week 17 against an inferior team, and then you play your worst game, B, that's why I come down Cousins.
Okay.
And it's not just me,
And you know how I would answer that? You said you don't hold it against Warren Moon. Well, that's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Yeah. You don't hold it against Dan Marino. He may be the best player ever to not win a Super Bowl. It's like, Kirk Cousins? Come on. I mean, if Kirk Cousins had a reputation like Dan Marino,
Alex Smith to me is not a choker like Kirk Cousins is. You know what I mean? Like, Alex didn't get
I'm
it
out
done.
On this.
Yeah,
you
Alex didn't get it done, but Kirk, a lot of people are down on Cousins. That's all I'm saying. And I'm glad the Niners didn't get him.
You know what? It's not Cousins' fault that Washington paid him all that money. It's not Cousins' fault that Minnesota paid him all that money. It's the team's fault for evaluating Kirk Cousins in a way and thinking that he was on that level of some of these top-tier quarterbacks. He's never been that guy. It's the reason why he was a fourth-round draft pick. So
and he'll throw for 4,000 yards like it's nothing.
Yeah, a lot of garbage time stats with Kirk Cousins. There's no doubt. I'm not going to call him a choker, though, Steiny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to call him a choker.
Can't do it.
He comes up small in big games. But look, Washington didn't have a great defense all those years.
And he can make every throw, too. Kirk, I give it to him. He can throw the deep. He can make every throw. But just when you need him most, Donnie, I'll be wide open for that 4th and 10, and it'll sail high.
Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. And you know I hate the word.
Yeah.
And I don't like to apply it to any professional athlete for the most part. But the one person they say chokes in the NBA is who? James Harden, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's an MVP. It's like Kirk Cousins might not be good enough to choke. You know what I mean? Right. He just isn't that good.
Average quarterback.
James in Concord, what's up, man?
Yo, I got one more name you guys are forgetting.
Give it to
Jimmy G, the GOAT. Jimmy G's won a Super Bowl, baby.
That's clever. That's clever. All right. Is that it, or you want to add to it? Yeah, what about Jacoby Brissett, too? Forgot him.
Hey, don't sleep on the Colts.
Not bad team.
1-1.
Steiny, who would you rather have, Kirk Cousins or Jimmy G? Jimmy G, because I'm using using the same criteria why I take Jimmy G over Carr right now.
And the unknown, because Cousins
the unknown.
His career is further down the road. And Jimmy's is fairly new.
If Andy Reid, we're just rolling through the text line. If Andy Reid, because I kind of like this. It's a lot of different stuff you just read. If Andy Reid never wins a chip, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hall of Fame coach? Absolutely.
One of the best play designers with Kyle.
You talk about adjusting to the modern day game.
Man.
Dude, Kansas
City.
Those
plays they were running against the Raiders where the just concept of the backs going, I'm like, is this Madden or what?
That second quarter, Steiny.
You gotta make me watch it again.
Oh man, I'm just gonna watch. Yeah, I'm probably gonna watch it again while I go work. I mean, Mahomes throws. It's Mahomes the best thrower.
Was it 80 yards? The one that got called back was that 80 yards? You guys, it got called back, but to me, it didn't.
Nothing like a good deep ball, Steiny, with the tight spiral.
I mean, the thing about them is,
they
can score so fast. And like, think about it: the faster you can score. Like the more, I know people are going to say, great, Steiny, you're smart. The faster you score, the more chances you have to score a lot of points. I mean, that's a thing about them. It's like they three play, 72 yards, they score. They get 1-3 and out. They could score again in a minute.
And the other offense knows if we give them the ball back. See, that has to be, you know, like fast breaking.
Dude, did the Raiders quit? We talk about Cincinnati quitting.
I don't think they did.
They just didn't go no huddle in the second half.
They were outclassed.
They were just like, you know what, screw it.
I think there's a difference between quitting and being demoralized.
They were demoralized. That's a great word.
You get four touchdowns put on you
that's
like that.
That's the word of the day.
Oof.
Hey, long touchdowns.
Oh, man.
They were long ones, Steiny. Man.
This always scares me. Big Dave from San Leandro under the heading, Correcting Steiny. All right, Big Dave. I got to be like guru here. I got to man up and take my heat. Give it to me.
So I confirm with my guy at Prestige because I knew it was wrong. Wasn't the Chris, Tim, and Mitch burger. It was the Chris and Tim burger. I remember that. It was Chris and Tim burger. That's why.
No Mitch? No Mitch?
No Mitch. Chris and Tim.
Hey, Big Dave, sincerely, I appreciate that. Thank you. I've always said I would rather be corrected than continue to believe something that's wrong.
No
as
doubt.
Difficult as it can be sometimes to admit you're wrong. God, I hate to be.
We know. Yeah. Monte and I know.
But no, Hey, Tim and Chris. No Mitch. Mitch must have been traded by them.
I worked with people who hated to be wrong. Never admitted
that,
to be wrong.
I don't like that.
No.
That's not a good trait, man. No, then you're trying to be perfect.
I know. Well, isn't that what you try to be as a human being? Perfect?
When I was single, I was close to.
You mean when you were taking women down to Monterey?
I'm telling you, that worked, dude.
Let's get lost.
And back then you have voicemails. You check it from
come
remote.
On, babe. Come on, baby.
You have four new messages.
Come on, baby. Let's get lost.
And then they play
it. Oh, my Lord.
Old school. Old so school good. In the 707. Wants to talk Carr and Garoppolo. Let me guess. Let me just throw something out. Let me say Willits. You're in Willits.
No, not Willits. I'm in Sonoma.
Okay.
Which actually, you guys want to know the place to go find girls, Sonoma's the place, because they come up here in packs of 4 and 5 for the spa, and then they're just walking around the plaza. this is the place. Don't bother with Monterey. Steiny, I wanted to ask you, Hey, didn't last week you say right now that you would take Carr over Garoppolo? Do you still feel way after this weekend?
No, I did not say that old school.
I said that.
In fact, I was getting heat for taking Garoppolo, but I said the reason I'm taking Garoppolo is simply because I feel like Carr's more of a finished product and Garoppolo still might have an upside. I guess you want to talk to Bonte.
I said I'd take Carr.
That was on me. Yeah. And man, it's unfortunate now that he doesn't have Antonio Brown because he's old school. Yeah. Derek Carr is going to have nobody to throw to. It's going to be rough for the Raiders over the next 6 weeks.
I agree.
Hey, thanks, old school. Don't be a stranger. I like that. Have you guys ever been to Sonoma?
Oh, of course. Just stayed up there a couple weeks ago.
For a race.
Yeah. So you've never been to downtown Sonoma?
No, not bad.
I've been to Chico, not Sonoma.
It's nice.
What would I do there?
Oh, that's where you
sip wine.
A little bar?
So Sonoma, Sonoma's got a square. You know how some old cities have town squares?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have one. It's a big square, and around the square, shops and maybe a hotel or two. It's Sonoma.
I've never met a beautiful woman that said, Los Angeles, Bay. Sonoma. Where are you from? Sonoma.
Sonoma's the real deal.
Dude, Sonoma, Santa Rosa, Moran. Oh, it's a gold mine out there.
Yeah.
Gold mine.
Old school.
Let me do a show out there.
Hey. Yeah. Willits is where Seabiscuit lived?
Whoa, no way.
I'm violating my own rule. I apologize.
You do it a lot. And then
I apologize.
You get mad.
Throw the flag.
The text police.
Because if that's wrong, then that's like... Kind of like the Roundup. We can't be doing that. That's my bad.
Can't do it.
Yeah, we do have a research team on it.
Seabiscuit special? I didn't watch the movie.
I didn't either. Yeah. I didn't either.
That makes three of us.
The race. Yeah. The race was shorter and it got to the point.
Now, I did see Rudy.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Wow, Stoddy, come on.
What was it about?
Rocky. It's basically Rocky on a football field.
Well, not even Rocky. He got like two plays.
he got on the field.
He scored a touchdown, right?
Yep.
Or he got a sack. No. Got a sack.
It sounds to me like Rudy is simply an updated version of a movie back in the day called Lucas.
Oh,
you remember Lucas?
I've watched. He used to come on basic cable, KTVU, the kid with the glasses, trying to play football.
Doing what?
Yeah. Oh, he was a scrub.
Corey Feldman?
Seabiscuit has retired to Willits. Seabiscuit has retired outside Willits.
Cliff Clavin would love that info. From
I mean, the original Seabiscuit. He's dead. The original horse is dead.
You say past.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I didn't, I blew that one. Yeah. But anyway, Seabiscuit, who died over 70 years ago, apparently retired in Willits. That's a horse. Dead, but nevertheless, you can't take away the fact that he took a leave in Willits. Yeah. And then Lucas was about a kid who was getting picked on in high school and
tried to play football.
Yeah, he tried to play football.
How'd that go?
He
got his bell rung like nobody's business.
But he finally got the last laugh.
Well, I'll tell you how the movie finishes He, in order to prove himself, he goes after the football team, and he just gets absolutely demolished.
Okay.
What? It would have been a helmet-to-helmet in this day and age. It would have been unsportsmanlike conduct.
Poor kid.
Jesus.
Anyway, so he got to school Monday, and he's all broken arm and... The football captain or the guy who was a jerk to him picked on him. They gave him a Letterman jacket. And it was all good after that.
Yep.
He also had a crush on an upperclass girl.
Did he get the girl?
No, not even close.
This is
and
wild.
He was crushed when it was just, I don't want to watch this.
Not even close.
It's a fun movie.
It's an upbeat movie at the end. Yeah, he likes bugs. He also liked bugs.
Right.
He did just FYI. Wow.
What year was that movie? Did that movie come out? Because growing up.
That's the one you want to stay away
Channel
from.
Channel 2 was like the made-for-TV movie Lucas was.
Yeah, Corey Haim.
Wow.
I think he's dead, too.
Damn.
I think. All right. Let's go to Elena. Let's do that. Well, you know what's coming up next. It's Last Call, turning into the fastest 15 minutes in radio. But first, let's go to Elena, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Tiny. What's happening on the game brought to you by your San Francisco Giants. The 2-0 49ers gearing up for their first home game this Sunday against the Steelers. Terrell Owens joined Joe Lowndiv every Tuesday. He joins every Tuesday, but this morning he had high praise for what he's seen from the Niners.
49ers, they're playing well. I think Jimmy G is going to get better and better. They're winning in pretty much all phases of the game. Everybody's contributing. It's only going to get better.
Check out T.O.'s full interview on demand at 957thegame.com, or you can stream it on the go anywhere you go using the radio.com app. Top headlines around the NFL include Jalen Ramsey requesting a trade out of Jacksonville and Eli Manning heading to the bench to make way for Daniel Jones. 957 The Game NFL insider Peter King will weigh in on all of this and more when he joins Damon Ratto and Kolsky today at 5 o'clock. Sponsored by your San Francisco Giants, the end of the season marks the end of the Bruce Bochy era managing the Giants. Come out to Oracle Park to celebrate our future Hall of Famer's retirement and to say thank you, Boch, for everything that the skipper has done for your Giants. Tickets always available at sfgiants.com. I'm Elena Mazzorkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7, The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
Coming up in 15 minutes, last call. Last call in 15 minutes. That's when you get the final say.
Woo!
We get your opinions on the hottest topic of the day. Throughout the month of September, we'll be giving away a Google Home Mini. Take Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on the go. Just say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android or Google phone, and we'll be throwing out the question momentarily.
Yeah!
We still may have to figure it out, but I also want to talk about tomorrow a little bit. At 11 a.m. tomorrow, we've got Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL insider. If you haven't heard Adam, you're going to want to check him out. And we don't say this about every guest, but we all like him. We like his style. He brings you some great information, and I'd highly recommend you tuning in at 11. And then at 11:45 a.m., Carl Yastrzemski, Yaz, he will be on with us tonight. His grandson, Mike Yastrzemski, playing at Fenway Park, where his grandfather basically patrolled left field for a long, long time. And Carl Yastrzemski's throwing out the first pitch to Mike Yastrzemski, his grandson, tonight at Fenway Park. It's going to be very emotional. We already know that. Our producer talked to Carl Yastrzemski's wife, and she's already apparently bought a lot of Kleenex and tissue paper because she says it's going to be a cry fest. So we'll have Carl Yastrzemski on at 11:45 tomorrow.
Mike is leading off today, fellas. Leading off in the lineup today. So he's going to get the first crack at Fenway Park.
Nice.
First
short porch.
The they say nobody played the Green Monster as well as Yaz in Fenway Park. You know what? I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what last call question is going to be. Last call question is going to be, since we're talking about Yaz, how about this? Best nickname in sports will be last call.
That is awesome.
What's the best nickname in sports history? It can be an individual. It can be a team. We'll start racking you guys in about 5 minutes for that one. That'll be the last call question, and that will be a chance for you to win the Google Home Mini. Let's real quick head to Roscoe in Lafayette. What's up, Roscoe?
It's Rocco, but
sorry about that.
You guys might remember me from the past. I'm about two games away from the 49ers winning to get your gift certificate at
Morton's.
But here's what I'm calling for. I think the 49ers, who I'm not a fan of, but respect them totally, Bay Area guy, they got a great offensive line, and that's at the whole, that's the nucleus of that team. And so I wish them the best. But I also want to just comment on the Raiders' absolute joke city over there. From the head of it with Gruden, who's nothing more than a poser for the camera, making faces, thinking he's cute, with no strategy at all. And I confirm that with, if you remember them playing the Rams, I think it was a Monday night game last year, very similar to the Chiefs game. They came out first quarter looking good. Then after that, the other coach must have adjusted accordingly because they shut them down just like last week. Same sort of thing, out-coached. But Carr is pathetic, overpaid, baby face, mascara-lined eyes, the whole nine yards. This guy's worthless.
All right.
He's going to get hurt. I predict that. Two more games, he's done.
All right. Rocco, I got it. And I love you, Rocco. And I'm going to love you in about week seven when I'm eating a steak at Morton's. By the way, I can eat a lot of steak. But I'm gonna stop
right
you there.
Yeah, wow.
And here's the reason I'm gonna stop you is because how many points did the Chiefs score in the second half?
Zero.
That shows you right there the Raiders didn't quit, right?
No, I didn't like. I mean, anybody sometimes you just play, they quit.
Sometimes you just play a better team. I think the verdict
that
still
could have arguably been the best without their weaponry, the best offense in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt. And don't forget the Raiders, they threw that pick on the goal line, first and goal.
Well, Carr threw it.
Well, see, Tyrell Williams, you see him get bullied at the line of scrimmage? Man,
it's hard being the number one, man.
Yeah, so it's believe it or not, I think it's too early to make that kind of judgment on the Raiders. I wouldn't give up on them yet. We'll see what happens.
Hey,
with
real
them.
Quick about your steak. Well done or medium rare?
Medium. Just medium.
I like to see the red.
Pink,
well.
Pink
I like
in
to
the
see
middle.
The red, yeah. What's your favorite cut?
King cut,
not the filet. I think I want a prime rib. I think I like prime rib.
I'm not picky.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah, you can't put
right.
You can't put a piece of meat in front of me that I won't.
Oh
eat.
God, whoa, Rover! Yeah, Rover.
Oh yeah, I definitely.
I appreciate the honesty, Stoney.
So we were talking about if the 49ers can win Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers, it will most likely be their signature win at Levi Stadium. I mean. Do any other games come to mind for you guys?
The first one against the Chicago Bears.
I don't even remember that game.
Kaepernick threw a pick to the wideout.
Yeah.
But that was when the Niners had expectations to me. So we didn't know what that season was going to be. The slate was clean. The slate was clean. So I thought that was it, Monte.
Yeah, no. I mean, Kyle Fuller gets the interception. Brandon Marshall catches three touchdowns over then-rookie Jimmy Ward. That was a rough one. The Alex Smith game, again, people forget about that one. When Kansas City came to Levi's, and Alex Smith played against the Niners for the first time.
Who won that game?
The Niners won that game, Kaepernick. Also, the Eagles game that same season. Most of the memories are from that season because Kaepernick had that crazy throw to Frank Gore. Remember that? He was on one sideline, and he threw it across the field to Frank Gore for a long touchdown against Philadelphia.
I got an honorable mention.
Yeah, Steven Johnson.
Sure. Jimmy G throwing, coming in for like the last two plays against the Seahawks.
That was big.
I'm just saying.
That was big.
A star was born.
Jacksonville game a few weeks later.
Somebody had mentioned the Jacksonville game because it was kind of Jimmy G's, hey, they beat
Jimmy
a team
G.
That's going somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, think about that for a minute. You win a game late in the season of, what, a 6-10 year?
Yep.
And that's your signature.
Oh, you're feeling
win.
Like that. That's what you parlayed that awful. Into the contract.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans game was cool.
It was a signature win for him. That's
yeah,
probably
you said
true.
You were in that locker room where the Jaguars
all in my ear about these wins. Those wins don't matter.
Hey, by
those
the way,
those wins don't matter, Kyle.
I kind of wanted to talk about this on the text line 650. Myles Garrett was great last night, but I wondered why since he had two personal foul penalties.
That's a great
Let
point.
Let me tell you something.
Sure. What was he doing?
Well, first of all, I get it. But those were personal fouls in any league these days. You can't drive a quarterback into the ground.
And he was just—he
did it.
Did you hear the sound of one? One of the sound like splat.
I deleted the tweet because it was insensitive.
You said
it? Honestly,
no, you did.
I honestly didn't think there was nothing wrong. I know Trevor Siemian's out for the year with an ankle injury.
No, that one
was
fine. I thought it was right.
Yeah. I thought it was borderline. Yeah. I thought it was borderline. It's like. You can't touch these guys.
Stoney,
you can't breathe on
we're
them.
We're talking about the one where he drove them in the turf. And you can hear the noise of the corner. I was like, man, come on.
But isn't
Cleveland.
That what Aaron Donald's been doing? He can be in that same position.
Yep.
And he's learned to kind of almost end up tackling the quarterback. And he's, meaning Aaron Donald's, on his back. You know what I mean? Like he almost falls and then turns his body a little bit.
I could just imagine what these linemen go through where they almost get to the quarterback to where we talk about Barry Zito. There's some of these linemen that are like, hey, to themselves, I'm going to get this flag, but I'm about to hit the hell out of Stoney and Bonte. I need a release. I'm tired of getting close.
They threw that stat up there with Myles Garrett. He had like 10 offsides penalties the year before.
DeMarcus
the most
Ware.
Penalized defensive end. I mean, he is vicious. That guy scares me when he comes to Levi Stadium, but you don't have Joe Staley.
Who's my guy, Kansas City? He passed away.
Derek Thomas.
Oh, he used to always come outside, but he was bad.
All right. Last call question today is going to be greatest nickname in sports, even If it's a, it can be a player, it can be teammates, it can be a team.
And us three got to get ours in before when you wrap it up, because I got two.
Go, shoot.
Prime time and Magic.
He couldn't even wait.
I know. He said shoot. He said wait. Monte, help me, man. Hey.
Monte, help me.
Yeah. So I'm done. Now it's just you two.
You know what I like? I like Pistol Pete. That's love Pistol Pete. And I love the answer. Allen Iverson.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
That answer.
On the answer.
That means you a problem.
Right. That is a problem.
That's a problem.
So there you go. What you got, Stardy?
888-957-9570. That's where you call to get into Last Call. You'll have a chance to win a Google Home Mini, and that'll start in about 3 or 4 minutes. What does this mean from the 925? I'm telling y'all, y'all need to have a Bruzz barbecue.
Oh, they want us to bring you, since you've been talking hip lately.
And, bring it to a Brothers barbecue.
They, people
bring it
appreciate
to the
it. They, yeah, they want us to.
Basically saying you have a hood pass. I think your hood pass is more valid than mine.
Does that mean I have to bring for show? Bring the food?
No, just show up. No, just That's show part up. Of it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what are we doing this? It looks like, well, you know
find
what?
A spot.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it's, you know, it's a 925.
Maybe we'll drive to Monterey, find a nice little place out
there. It's a 925. It can't be. It's got some nice areas.
They call Bird Bird. Why? Because he looked like a bird?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh.
What? I'm done.
What was his last name? Who was the greatest Celtic of all time?
Now I need the truck. I need the truck.
What the hell happened there?
Yeah. I was getting excited.
What did you just do?
I just had a flame out. I had a flame.
I'm different.
Yeah. Getting too excited, thinking about the barbecue.
Cut that one
up. No, if they cut that up, we'll lose our friendship. I was getting too excited.
Hey, Guru, why do they call me Steinmetz?
What, no.
I just can't figure it out. Who came up with that nickname?
What I meant to say, the correlation was he looked like a bird. Yeah. That's where I was going.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, almost over.
All right.
I own that.
Oh, you're a doozy, man. Yeah. You're a doozy.
And don't forget the glove.
The train is off the track, Jack.
I'm going to take a playoff.
The break, we were talking about this during the break real quick from the 707. Cool stat for the 49ers, the only team in the NFL to not have a 3-and-out.
Yeah.
22 drives. Each one of their drives have gotten at least one first down.
That's impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
No 3-and-outs in the first two games. That's every bit as impressive as whatever.
Now you see why I was excited about Kyle and his play calling.
Yeah, maybe. You know.
Now you see, I'm just saying, there's something to that, to the 3-and-outs.
Hey, the guy's unreal.
Yeah,
the guy's unreal.
Was the correlation was bird looks like a bird.
Okay.
And I had a blackout.
All righty. You know what? What a time to move on. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call. Last call. Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. Last call. You know the drill. The question, best nickname in sports, individual, teammates, or team. We'll take them all. The best call gets a Google Home Mini, 888-957-9570. We start at the top. Oh, by the way, the new rule that's being implemented, if anybody starts the call with, how are you guys doing,
you will
be cut off right away. It's got to be quick. Jeff, Alameda, start us out, man.
Hey, so I'm going to go with what you guys said earlier, primetime.
All right, primetime Sanders, Jeff. Tom Hayward, Tom.
You got to go with sweetness.
Walter Payton.
Ooh, I like that.
You know
that.
What? Rack Tom early.
Sweet.
He went with a classic. He went with a Hall of Famer.
How about this one on the 650 text line? Crime Dog, Fred McGriff.
That's a good one.
Not a bad one.
That is a good one. That is a very good one. Tom. Tom's in the haystack. Oh, we just had time. Congratulations, Tom. So far, you're in the lead. I just wanted to say good job. Good start so far. Josh is in San Leandro, the Dro. What's up, man?
What's up? Rest in peace, Jared Lorenz. Pillsbury Throwboy. Big one.
Who? Who?
Pillsbury Throwboy. Jared Lorenz. Rest in peace. Jared Lorenz. He's
playing Jared Lorenz, the quarterback from Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had a quarterback.
Look at that.
The 300-pound quarterback. Yeah.
Okay. AJ.
The lefty.
AJ in Napa. That was a good stab at it, though. Very good. AJ and Napa. Go ahead, man.
Nigerian nightmare.
You know what? Put AJ at the top.
Christian Okoye.
AJ in Napa, now in first place. Christian Okoye, the old Reds,
over sweetness?
The old Chiefs running back. Yeah. The nickname, I think, is a little better. Mike. Mike is in San Jose. What's up, Mike? Mike.
Hey, all right. So what I got right now, man, I got Spud Webb. That's mine for basketball. And we got baseball, man. We got to do the salt and the swap, man. Babe Ruth. And that's one of his many nicknames.
All right.
Didn't get the first one.
Thanks,
so
Mike.
Disqualified, Mike.
Mike's in Hayward. What's going on? 888-957-9570. Last call. Best nickname in sports. Individual, teammate, or team. What's up, Mike?
Lynn Kennedy.
Oh, Jeremy Lin.
I tell you what, that's an interesting one. Because.
But then there was Vin Sanity,
too. Actually, though, it's a nickname about kind of a movement. You know what I mean? What do you think? We got to make a decision. You guys make a decision on
it's
Mike.
It's too close to Vin Sanity, so I'm a pass. Yeah,
sorry,
I'm a pass,
Mike. I had your back. These guys stiffen you. Tony in Fairfax. What's up, Tony?
I got two for you guys. I got John the Beast Mugabe.
Die?
And in your backyard, the Splash Brothers.
Oh, I don't know about that one, Tony.
You know where I'm at on that.
I need a strong first one. The first nickname just,
yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
I agree. AJ in Napa. What's up, AJ? AJ, once again, you're in the lead, AJ. You're in the lead. Just wanted to let you know that. Chris, parts unknown. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I was going to say Booger McFarland because his parents thought he was annoying and they called him a booger and then it stuck and now people seriously call him that.
Not bad, Booger, not bad, but I don't know if that's enough to take the lead, Steiny.
Two nicknames, you're also disqualified. We need one and done. Ali is in Hayward. What's up, Ali?
I got Bernard the Executioner Hopkins.
Ooh, the Executioner.
Yes or no?
The X-Man.
Yeah.
He's in a leader.
All right, Ali, one that, congratulations.
I haven't heard that one all day.
You are taking the lead for the Google Home Mini. Alex is in Napa. What's up, Alex?
Hey, fellas. You can't go wrong with the Yankees. Murderer's Row.
Murderer's Row.
Damn.
Murderer's Row.
We want to be positive.
I believe that was Ruth.
Yeah.
Gehrig.
Executioner.
Think about this one.
DiMaggio?
Think about this one.
DiMaggio's after that.
We always say a team doesn't remind you of the 27 Yankees. We always say that.
Let's go. I like that one.
All right, Alex, you're in the lead. Sorry, Ali. By the way, I love this one.
What
the Brazilian
it?
Blur for Barbosa.
Oh my God.
Let's go to Humer. Humer is in Dublin. I bet it's Humer. What's up, Humer?
Hey, you got it.
Yes,
got
sir.
It, remember.
For sure.
Hey, fellas, I wanted to say Megatron, Calvin Johnson. Can't believe he hasn't been named yet.
Megatron.
He was different.
All right.
I'm going to put Megatron up there.
All right.
Up Humer. There on top.
On top?
On top.
So he's now the new leader? All right, Humer, stay on the line. Alex, sorry about that. You can just say that.
But there have been days you've given the wrong winner. To,
I know.
Wow. Throw him under the bus.
Like, oh, sorry.
Let's go to Ray. Ray, what's up, Ray?
Yeah, let's go with the purple people eaters.
That's my favorite,
purple people eaters.
That's up there. Uniform.
All right, thanks a lot, Ray. We've heard that one already. Yep. I think it's going to have to be a new one.
Right. Has to be a new
Let's
one.
Let's go to, not that that's not a good one, Court. Let's go to Court. Hey, Court.
The Sultan of SWAT.
I like that.
Here's the problem.
Somebody already said it.
That's the one we couldn't understand.
Oh, right.
Wow.
That's the one we already
thanks,
heard.
Mike. You know what?
Because the text line's coming in.
I feel bad about that.
A lot of Black Mambas. Kobe Bryant. A lot of Black Mambas.
Mike in Concord. Home of the hop grenade.
Yep.
What's up,
China
Mike?
Clay.
Wait, China Clay?
China Clay.
Oh. You guys are going to have to make up your mind on that one.
I kind of like it.
I think
it's
China Basin and I'm lying.
All right. That one's not the lead. Guru, we don't agree on that
one. He's already part of the Splash Brothers, Clay.
All right. So sorry about that. So we got Humer leading. Now we got Kevin in San Jose. What's up, Kevin?
The Purple People Eater.
Out. Yeah, we had that.
Paul. We heard it already.
Paul. Best nickname in sports. Give it to me.
I like Doomsday.
Cowboys. That was a bad defense.
Doomsday defense.
But you know what, though? Randy White. San Francisco, Paul. We don't give a damn about the Cowboys.
Right.
Sorry, Paul. No Cowboy love here. We get enough of that. Yeah.
Congratulations, Humair in Dublin. You win a Google Home Mini. Humair in Dublin.
There were so many.
Yeah, I would like to thank everybody for playing the game. There's some great ones. I'm just going to run off. Tim Lincecum, the freak.
Yep, that was good.
How about Durantula for Kevin Durant?
Didn't like that, though.
Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao.
What about the mailman, Karl Malone? Oh, he always delivers.
Yeah, UPS.
Round mound of rebound.
He Hate Me has been one.
Oh, Rod Smart. Had that jersey.
No study. Hampton's five at all. I'm shocked.
Oh, that's true.
Shout out
Black
to
Mamba's on here. What's the one I saw that was pretty good? let me just quick try to get it. Some great nicknames, though. Orange Crush we had. Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Nature Boy.
Nature Boy's
Ric
good.
Flair.
Mad Max.
Oh, Maxwell. Mad Max. I do like Mad Max.
Nobody
Mad
said
Max
Broadway good. Joe.
Did you see the thing with him and Peyton Manning last night?
No.
It was Peyton's
was
place.
Was he sober?
Yeah.
It was just kind of a trailer. They were playing pool, and Joe Namath told the story of why he guaranteed that they were going to win the Super Bowl in 1969.
Yep.
I believe everybody thinks he just guaranteed it just out of nowhere. Right. But he claims apparently he was at a podium getting recognized for something like a player of the year. And somebody said to him, shouted out in the back, you're going to lose.
And that
Colts are going to beat you. And he said, no, we're going to win. I guarantee it. So he's responding to one guy,
wow,
he said, from the back of the room. AK-47, Andre Kirilenko.
I like that. Real good. Quick, you two do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take 24 hours and tell me what I could have been thinking about with Bird.
They call Bird, Bird, why? Because he looked like a bird.
I'd like all the listeners to try to figure out what happened.
I was excited.
That was unbelievable.
You know who's next. The boys are next. Bruce, Ratto, Kolsky. Thanks for listening, everybody.
They call Bird, Bird, why? Because he looked like a bird.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.